I would like to start off the first shiur with an akdama about what tefillah is, especially the kavana of tefillah, to help us understand and appreciate it. And with this, we'll be able to work on the having the proper beer in tefillah with the right perspective. We can work on the proper beer in tefillah. Around the year 1800, there was a so-called Rav in Italy that wrote that wanted to make three changes to davening. He wanted to make, number one, that they should daven in the local language that the people speak in every single place. So therefore everybody should understand what they're saying in davening with Frumach Heshbin, that people should understand it, because he held maybe they're not Yotz if they don't understand it. And Kol Gdol Yisrael came out against him with many tshuvas written from multiple Rabbanim, the Gdol Olam that lived in those times, Kveger, Matra Benedict, some Sefer amongst others. And Kveger, one of his tshuvas over there writes, that's later published in the Sefer, Veda Devar Brist, that was published in the year 1819. He writes that the Anshekhetz HaGdol, when they were second philo, had included in every single part many kavanas. But if a person doesn't necessarily understand all of them, but they're included in the words of the tefillahs, but when we translate it to a different language, everything gets lost that's not literally translated. All you're left with is the translation that was translated. Therefore, says Reb Kveger, that we should leave the tefillahs in Lashon HaKodesh, because when saying davening in Lashon HaKodesh, a person is attached, he's connected to all these higher kavanas and levels that the Anshei Kavanah had in mind and were in behind the words that they were masakin to daven with. The Rashbam Tshuva Tachov Gimel says more than this. It's not just an ideal thing that the Anshei Kavanah had in mind, but it's something that people should strive for, and greater people might be mechuyev to daven for this. The Rashba writes in his Tshuva and some Tavch of Gimel, "Val inin atfilo shamarta," and this about tefillah that you said, "Kibilte akavana without kavana, nechshavas kamuma," it's nechshav like nothing. La oivid to some it's oivid Hashem. Be'emes, truthfully, kavana you say that called kavana is the side of everything. A kavana is rabbis, the kavana are many, even chalkes the madregus rabbis, and they're split to many madregus, zul if nimizu, each one inside the other one, level upon level, if you read the ideas of Asagas according to the amount the person knows and what he can comprehend and what he could attain, when a cotton should be each of them the smallest of people, by Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, until Moshe Rabbeinu, or if he Asagas Kol Echav Echav, according to how much each person can be Masik, Gim Sechein, he will find in his davening. Now the Rashba continues, and he explains what the first level of tefillah that everybody has. The first level of Kavanah, all Kal Yisrael is obligated and has to stand in it. That everybody knows, that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, the creator of the world, like he wants. Ushanos and Tyro Lame Sol and gave the Torah to the Kai Sol Bisinai by Arsinai, Tyrus Emes, Vahukim, Mishbadim Sadikim, and laws that are Tzedek, Veloya Nachnu, and we are His, Ulafon of Navid, and to Him we will serve. Vahushat Sivan Limson of Shainu, and He commanded us to be Mysar and Nefesh, Elov to Him, Bekreinu, Hashem, when we call Hashem, Vahul of Noida, and to Him, we know the Lafon of Nispalo. We'll praise Him and we'll daven to Him and we'll thank Him. Kim itay, from Him nimtza hakol, comes everything. Vua mashgiach v'mashkev amaseinu, and He looks and He oversees our ma'isim. Ligmol u'leshalim schar, to give and to pay schar. V'akavana azayis yispal, and then with this kavana they should daven kol mispal b'yisal, anybody who davens in Klai Yisal. V'afila anoshim v'ame'aretz, even the ladies and amaratzim, v'kulam mischam schar, and they all receive schar. Chilav avedasim for what they do, for the avedah they do. Asher am oivid, and they are oivid. Vafilu mi she'eni dey lechavin amilus, and even somebody that does not know how to mechavin the milus, umachlef milu b'milu, even if he mixes up word for word, mechavol schar al kavana kolis, he receives schar for the kavana of the kolis, of the general comprehension of what he understands, the Indian of Tefillah, even though he's not understanding or saying properly the words of Tefillah. The Chayin Amr Rezhenu Zerchayin Levach, and so Chazal said in Medrash Yashirim, V'diglu Aleyavo, the Pasuk says, V'diglu Aleyavo. The Medrash says over there that even if a person makes a mistake, he calls Aaron Roim, he still gets Schar, Diglu, Chazal Darshan, not Diglu, but Dilu Geinu Alay Avo, the Medrash says. The skippings should be for Avo. Even the skippings that we should do, Hashem should be Mekal Ba'Avo. This is what we say in the Piyut for the Shats, the Tefillah of the Shats, before Musaf and the Yom Neroim. After davening that the Sultan shouldn't stop him from his Tefillah, he says, in the Sakhsvard, Vino, Diglenu, Alecha Avo. Others say, Dilu Geinu Alecha Avo. But the Chazan davens this Indian that Digleinu Alecha Avo, that Digleinu Alecha Avo is based on the Pasuk, Diglu Alay Avo, this that we skip. The Dilug should be for Avo, Digleinu Alecha Avo. The Hashem should accept that Tfilos Ba'Avo, even if the prior Tfilos of the Shatz not getting mixed up from the Sultan. The Sultan shouldn't be able to mix in, even if it's not a Skabal, even if there is a mistake. Still, it's in the scowl of Ba'avo. Now, the Rashi continues. V'chaz v'shalom name l'spal, and v'chaz v'shalom shalom is stopped from being l'spal. Kol mishem yedei l'chavin mekavonis. Somebody that doesn't know to mechavon the kavonis, or mechavon aleim g'del l'chachom, that they're mechavon with them g'del l'chachom. V'lele rapi sidem, and not to hold back their hands. Shem ata'im erkein, if you're going to say that everybody has to do those kavonis, nimtzo aktanim v'anoshim v'ayam ha'aretz, nimnoim min ha'tfilo, they're going to be held back from tefilo min ha'mitzvahs. But Elo Bavada, not only them, El Afilu Kol Hamayin Yisol Zulasi Alechad Abishtayim Bedar. Only one or two people in each generation are able to have properly the real kavanas of Tefillah. So if you're going to say that in order to be Mispal, somebody has to have it, then you're going to stop most people from being Mispal. But if you medayik the Lashon of the Rashba, clearly the Rashba says, Ki bilti a kavana nechshavas l'mu'um l'oivid. Without kavana, it's considered nothing to an oivid. And the Rashba says also that somebody that cannot be mechavin shouldn't stop if he's not going to be mechavin. The implication of the Rashba would be that somebody that taka knows how to mechavin with all the higher kavanas is obligated to daven with these kavanas, and they are ma'akev for him. On a similar note, that every person is mechuyev to daven according to how much they could daven, and to reach the madrigas and tefillah that they could reach, and the more a person understands, the more it's mechayev him to daven. We see in Taisvis that he brings from the Yishalmi, that the Gedoli HaMeroim were made about themselves, that they were never mispal properly. The Akedo and the Pir Sefer Hasidim and the Yishalmi over there say that the Kavanis they're talking about were the Kavanis of the higher levels. And what this Rashba says, that the Kavanis of the higher levels of Tefillah, that they were never mechavin to properly. On the other hand, we find that the Goyim in Siman Kuf Aleph, and with this that the Mechaber says, that even though Bizman HaZeh we're not Mechavin, we still daven, the Goyim brings this Yushalmi, which is the Chayr Tzarchin, if it only meant the higher levels of Kavanah, what's Mechal the Raya to us, the people that are not Mechavin at all? But the answer is, feed this Rashba, that Enoch and Ami, for these Gedolei HaTanoim v'Amiroim, for them, they were missing the higher levels of Kavanah. But for them, missing the higher levels of Kavanah is for us missing the lower levels of Kavanah. Because each person is mechuyev, is obligated to be davin according to what he could be masik. And therefore, there's a raya from them not being mechavin, the hoichim adregis of Kavanah, to us not being mechavin what we are mechavin. What we could be mechavin and what we need to be mechavin. Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how I used to say, a marshal about Dimar HaChumash, which I think is very applicable to the way people daven. He used to say a marshal of how people learn Chumash, that he was one time in a mikvah and he saw somebody 6'10", 300 pounds, big, broad person, and he had a pair of tzitzis that were roughly the size of a 10-year-old's tzitzis. Didn't go down too far on him, barely went over his neck. His friend said to him, "Yankel, your tzitzis are too small. You can't wear such tzitzis." So he told back his friend, "Ruvain, I don't know what you're talking about. When I was 10 years old, I went away to sleepaway camp, and my grandmother bought me this pair of tzitzis as a present. My grandma was an Elch Yidendal. She sat there saying Tillim every day for 3 hours. She cried when she davened. It can't be that she bought me tzitzis that are not big enough." So his friend told him back, "Yankel, you have to understand, as you grow, your tzitzis have to grow." Rabbi Yaakov used to say, people in Chumash, the same way they learned it, when they learned, especially Sefer Bereishis, the same way they learned it when they're 5, 6, 7 years old, with the same understanding, with the same Mesagim, is the way they learn it their entire life. But as people age and mature, they have to have a deeper understanding, a deeper comprehension in Sefer Bereishis and the rest of the Chumash. So too with the tefillah. The way we daven when we're younger is the way that many people stay the same their whole lives, even though as a person grows, he has to work on himself, that his tefillah should grow. If Shimshon Pinker said, as a meshkich in yeshiva, he saw every bacher that comes in ninth grade does not leave the same bacher. Every year that a bacher is there, his madregas, his understanding, his ideas, his asagas in Gemara, grows from year to year, and every year can be nikkur on him, the growth that he does. He says, "Mashaikin in tefillah, most bachrim. Halavai, they shouldn't lapse in tefillah, but they're not growing." But really, every single person has to grow his entire life in tefillah. That we have to constantly work on ourselves to understand, to daven better with a deeper understanding from what we were yesterday and the year before and the year before. And tomorrow should be different than today in our Kavanas HaTfilo. Now, in order to be mechaving properly, a person needs a few things. One of them is obviously to understand the Bira Amilim, not only the literal translation, but somewhat what lies more behind it, which will be the tax of the Shir. Besides that, the Rambam in Yad says a few times that by looking at the Bria and seeing the complex Bria that Hashem created for us, that Thomas that Hashem did for us, how the human body, how the world at large, everything in it has nisei nisim. There's so much in it that Hashem made, and such a complicated Bria that the scientists are still figuring out new things every day. All this that Hashem made for us, that brings a person to be Meshabeach Hashem, to daven and to thank Hashem for what he did. Meshach Feivel, when he was in Bismar Shalyan in Muncie, when he was in Camp Masift in the mountains, when he had a forest behind the place where he would daven, he used to look out during Pesukah de Zimra into the forest. One time somebody came over to him and asked him, how come he's not davening from a siddur? Meshach Feivel told him, the forest, the Nefloyes HaBoyrei, the Nefloyes HaBriyo, this that Hashem created for us, that I look at that, and that is my Siddur. This is what I am davening. The third thing a person has to understand is what is done through Tefillah, the Tachas of Tefillah, which there are many good Sfarim written about, which are kedai to see. But one last Nekudah. Sometimes people come to a feeling that who are they? They know they've done things that they shouldn't have done. They didn't act properly in their lives. And they think, maybe, chas v'shalom, Hashem doesn't want their tefillahs. Hashem's not interested in their tefillahs. And because of that, not necessarily because they don't understand what tefillah is, but because of, like, so to speak, a depression or giving up on themselves, or being too harsh on themselves, it causes maybe a zilzul in tefillah, which also many G'dayi Yisrael wrote chizik about. But just recently, I've nesired to a little bit chizik in this area. Something I saw this week when I was reading the book, The Underground, which is the story of the Vala Atzalas Nidchei Yisrael, the story of the Russian Yidden that were Meisar Nefesh under communist Russia to keep the Torah mitzvahs. There was a Yid there, Avram Miller, who's a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He lived in Russia his whole life, and he came, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yoesis, the Chaveri of Yidden that were Meisar Nefesh, to learn Torah under the communists. And he was Meisar Nefesh to teach them. The Russians told him specifically that they're going to run him over in the streets if he doesn't stop. And Afal Pikein, he continued to teach them, to teach Torah. So Rav Shlomo Noach Mendel from Toronto came to Russia one time. Rav Miller told him he wants to tell him some avart. And he told him that the Chofetz Chaim used to ask, we say in Nishmas, we say that no matter what we have, we can't be Meshabeach Hashem, no matter how great it will be. And then we go ahead and we're Meshabeach Hashem, we Davened Hashem. So we ask such a great question. But where's the answer? What's the answer to this great question? If we can't be Meshabeach Hashem, so what are we doing? What is the answer? So he said, to answer this question with a mashal, that there was once a farmer that was walking out by his fields, and he heard somebody calling from the distance for help, and he saved the person. And the person happened to be the king who was on a hunting expedition that got separated from his party, and his life was in danger, and he had saved him. The king was very grateful and thankful to him for what he did, so he decided he has to do something for him. So the king went back to his palace, and he ordered from the master craftsman a golden goblet adorned with diamonds and jewels, and he sent it to this farmer as a present. The king was thinking a little bit later, and he said, you know, what I did, it wasn't really proper. This farmer saved my life. What did I give him? I gave him a golden goblet. What does he have from it? To sell it, he can't do. There'll be a chutzpah to sell the goblet the king gave him. The person he's bred to live with, he could barely eke out a living. I have to do something greater for him. So the king decided that he'll pay him a royal visit, take over his entire entourage, and with that he'll be mechabed and will honor him, and the people in the area will honor him and they'll respect him, and with that it will raise his status and his standings, and it will help him in all aspects of life. So the king comes down with his ministers and everybody else, and they knock on the farmer's door. The farmer's in shock, he doesn't know what to do, and he thinks to himself, how am I supposed to properly host the king? I have a few rickety chairs, a broken table, some chipped clay plates. What am I supposed to serve the king with? How is it possible I could host the king in my house? Then he remembers the golden goblet that the king gave him. That's something fit for royalty. It's a royal goblet that he could serve with the king with. So he pours the king a drink in this golden goblet. There's one golden goblet that he has, and he serves him. He said, so too, a person really with anything we have, we can't be Meshabeach Hashem. But we say in Nishmas, Ruach HaNisham Shanafachta Ba'apeinu, Hein Hein Yoyidu Yivorachu. It's the Ruach HaNisham, the Nisham which is the Chilik HaLikam Yimau, it's the Matana that Hashem gave us, it's the golden goblet that Hashem gave us. This has in it the Koyach to be Meshabeach Hashem. The day after reading this, I was thinking, we say in the Avening, in the Bracha Leikai Nisham, Leikai, Neshama Shanasatabi, the neshama that you put in me, Tahirahi, my neshama is Tahar. Ata Verasa, you Hashem created it, Ata Yitzarta. You crafted it, Ata Nefachtabi. You blew it into me. The Zara says, Man de Novach mi delay Novach, Beipach Baapav, Nishmas Chayim, Man de Novach mi delay Novach, somebody that blows into something blows from himself. So going back to this marshal, it's so much more than the mashal. Not only did the king give him this golden goblet, this precious goblet, but the king actually over here was the master artisan that crafted this goblet. Ata v'rosa ata yitzarta. Hashem was the one that created and crafted the neshama. Had the fact to be Hashem gave us a chilek of kami mal, this golden goblet, this goblet fit for royalty. V'atam Hashemu bekirbi, and Hashem constantly watches it over for us. V'atam also the love me many like zir be also lovely. Therefore, we continue. Kol zman shehaneshama bekirbi ma'idah lifanecha Hashem lekai velekai v'isai. We don't say that as long as a person has eyes, he'll thank Hashem for his sight. Why are we saying Kol zman shehaneshama bekirbi ma'idah lifanecha Hashem lekai velekai v'isai? And it's also punishment. If a person's not alive, they can't thank Hashem. But our whole ability to thank Hashem, to daven to Hashem, comes from the fact that we have this neshama. So we say Kol zman shehaneshama bekirbi. Wherever I am in life, wherever I'm holding, as long as I have my neshama left with me, I can be made to Hashem, I have the ability to daven to Hashem, because I have this in me, this chelik k'ikar mimal. In the beginning of the k'ikar neshama, we say, the neshama shenasata bi tahara hi. So I was thinking that it says Tahara hi, it is tar. I saw Rosh Hashanah makes the same deal. Tahara hi, it is tar. We don't say Tahara hoisa, it was tar. But Tahara hi, it is tar. The neshama always remains tar. A person could do many averis. He could diminish the fire of the neshama. But he can never extinguish the fire of the neshama. Neshama shenasata bi Tahara hi. The neshama that Hashem put in us will always, is always, and will always remain tar. The neshama always remains tar, and since a person has always in him, in within him, this neshama tahara, therefore a person always has the ability, no matter where he's holding, to be meshabeach Hashem. This is something that we should always realize, to go with the proper mindset to davening, and with that we should be able to daven properly.